In the beginning of this gospel reading, we heard about Judas, the betrayer, leading a band of soldiers to arrest Jesus. This group could have been as large as 600 men, and they are equipped with lanterns, torches, and weapons. When they ask for Jesus, he responds with, "I am he." This translation in the ESV doesn't fully capture the Greek. A literal translation reveals Jesus simply saying, "I am." This is the same response Moses gets when inquiring of God at the burning bush in Exodus 3. It is not "I am he," just "I am." Jesus is the great "I am." God wrapped in human flesh, and at this divine revelation, the fierce mob draws back and falls to the ground. The word of God subdues the enemy, but only for a moment. Jesus has work to do, which is to drink the cup of the Father. His death is necessary and near. And so the divine, holy, only begotten Son of God, who has all things in his hands, who only has to speak to trample his enemy, gives himself to his captors. There was no need for Peter to lop off the ear of Malchus, the high priest's servant. Jesus will go, as it is written. The enemies of Jesus are his very own people. Though innocent in Pilate's eyes, and the Jews have no proof of wrongdoing, they fill the air with shouts of death. "Crucify him," becomes their cry, as the Lord of glory is led like a silent sheep to the slaughter. He is the Lamb who goes uncomplaining forth to his death. He gives no defense and doesn't proclaim innocence and fight to be free. His kingdom is not of this world, and he will go to the Father by crucifixion, just as he said. To the enemy, all this seems to be a pleasing victory. A man whose pesky teaching about being God's son and having authority to forgive sins is finally out of the way. No more hearing about grace and mercy. No more woes pronounced upon the Pharisees. Death has had its way with Jesus. He is dead and buried. The tomb is closed. The cruel, gory death of Jesus looks like defeat for both Jesus and his followers, and a great achievement for his opponents. But actually, the opposite is true. The appearance of defeat in the eyes of men is victory before God's throne. The enemies, praising Jesus' condemnation, are condemned themselves for their lack of faith and the rejection of their king. The stricken, smitten, and afflicted Christ has all things in his hands when he ascends to the cross, even your sins. Faith grabs this gift. The lack of faith rejects it. Jesus is a sacrifice, and not just any sacrifice, but a holy, innocent sacrifice that cancels guilt. The awful load of sin is carried by Jesus to the cross. He bears all of it, and he drinks the cup of the Father's wrath down to its dregs, and he does it for you. God's enemies are deluded and deceived. They think they have won by killing Jesus, when in fact, they've only played their predicted part in God's plan for redemption. The crucifixion of Christ is a bloody affair that's hard on the eyes. And sometimes thinking about it does cause us to tremble as we contemplate the immense physical suffering of our Lord. But this historic event is the reason we can call ourselves God's children and go to bed in peace. From the cross, Jesus says, "It is finished," or "It is complete." What is the "it" of this holy utterance? It is the plan of redemption accomplished and fulfilled by Jesus in his suffering and death. As a Christian, you struggle with many things. You struggle to love. You struggle to be kind and bite your tongue. You struggle with your thoughts, and you've probably even had days when you wondered whether or not you still had faith. As a Christian, you have probably endeavored to get better, only to find you have gotten worse. Some days you feel as if you're on God's good side. Other days you feel far off and forsaken. Heaven seems like a distant destination, and you have a long ways to go before getting there, if you do at all. Satan would have you believe your salvation is uncertain, and you cannot have assurance of where you stand before God. He wants you to be afraid and tremble and question God's sure and certain word. But the words from Jesus at the cross destroy Satan's lies and sinful doubts. "It is finished" means your redemption is complete. Your salvation is completed by Jesus. The work is done. In Christ, you have certainty. In Christ, you have the assurance. Your sins are pardoned by your righteous and just God. In Christ, you have mercy. You have love and holiness that gets you into heaven. On this very Good Friday, we hear again how Jesus snatched your sin and suffered the stroke of divine justice for those sins. And this wretched death is always for you, and it's something we always need. When Scripture says Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, and by his stripes we are healed, this doesn't apply to only some of your sins, but not the really bad ones. It is always worth hearing that the blood of Jesus covers all sin. So the sins of your youth that convict you today are covered by his blood. The sins you have committed against your spouse when you took a vow not to are covered by his blood. Sins committed in reckless anger leading to irreparable consequences are covered by his blood. Sexual sins polluting the mind and heart are covered by his blood. All sin is absorbed by Jesus on this Good Friday. We look upon the one we have pierced with our transgressions, but Jesus bears our transgressions out of love. He is not coerced, but willingly the great I Am lays down his life, doing the will of the Father, drinking the cup of wrath and punishment sin demands to free you from sin's curse. The Son that Mary beholds is the God we behold, hanging from the cross. Through death, the greatest gift to humanity is given. All is accomplished. It is finished. Even as we struggle and suffer, living in a world groaning from sin and longing for release, even as we experience death in our own bodies, we do so in faith, knowing death is already defeated and everlasting life is the end. And finally, when death approaches you, as it is sure to do, the hymn, "O Sacred Head Now Wounded," teaches us something in at least the last verse. It says, "Be thou my consolation, my shield when I must die. Remind me of thy passion when my last hour draws nigh. Mine eyes shall then behold thee, upon thy cross shall dwell. My heart by faith enfold thee, who dieth thus, dies well. Die looking and believing and trusting in Jesus, and you die well. Die looking to Jesus, and you die in possession of God's righteous favor, his mercy, and his holiness. You share in the suffering and death of Jesus, which is good, because death did its worst to Jesus on Good Friday, but it wasn't enough. The tomb will be closed, but not for long. Amen." May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus from now until life everlasting. Amen.